Morning and welcome to this Monday morning devotional. It's coming to you from Rosebank Union Church. My name is Lee Robinson. Do you ever talk to yourself? Some people say that talking to oneself is the first sign of madness. I guess we all talk to ourselves, but perhaps without realizing it. Did you know that the Bible advocates talking to oneself? I'm going to share some thoughts with you about this in a moment. But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can approach you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Your word reminds us that in him and through faith in him, we can approach you with freedom and confidence. Thank you for your promise to draw near to those who draw near to you. Draw near to us this morning. Draw near with your forgiveness, for we have sinned. Draw near with your peace, for we are often fearful. Draw near with your strength, for we are weak. Draw near with your wisdom, for left to ourselves we are foolish and cannot know the way. Draw near with your comfort, for we are downcast and broken-hearted. And draw near in your glory, Lord, for we are proud and need to be humbled by a fresh realization of your greatness and of our own finiteness. O Lord, come near to us. We need you. Amen. A passage in the Bible that has helped me during one of the darkest times of my life is Psalm 42. Let me read part of it. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you. In this psalm, we find the psalmist talking to himself. First, he questions himself, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?" Why was he downcast and disturbed? The verses further up the psalm indicate that he'd suffered some sort of personal crisis. Something had happened that had resulted in him being separated from the temple in Jerusalem with all the familiar and meaningful activities associated with the worship of God, and separated from friends and companions. In addition, he felt himself cut off from God. And if that was not enough, he had enemies who taunted him with the question, "Where is your God?" Implying, if God were really with you, you wouldn't be in this mess. Feeling downcast and disturbed is a perfectly natural response to loss. We all suffer losses, some relatively minor, others devastating. Loss leads us feeling downcast and disturbed and depressed. Perhaps those words describe you this morning. You've lost a dream. You may have lost your job or your health. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Perhaps your children or grandchildren have moved out of the country. Perhaps you've lost through divorce. Maybe you've lost a sense of God's presence. And perhaps the pain of your loss is being exacerbated by somebody taunting, "Where is your God?" But the writer of Psalm 42 doesn't stop with questioning himself. He actually talks to himself. If you like, he preaches to himself. Listen to what he says to himself. "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God." He challenges his depressed, unhappy self to trust in the God with whom he has a personal relationship, the one he calls my Saviour and my God. And because God is his Saviour and God, he is able, even in the darkness of his present circumstances, to look to the future with confidence. "I will yet praise him," he tells himself. The light will shine again. The last chapter has not been written. God will have the last word. Even in this, God is working for my good. In the sixth verse of the psalm, he again admits to the gloom that's enveloped his soul. He says, "My soul is downcast within me." And then in the same breath, he says, therefore I will remember you. Emotionally, he is downcast and depressed, but by an act of his will, he chooses to focus his mind on God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you. Now, what do we need to remember about God when tough circumstances or devastating losses cause us to be downcast and depressed? Let me share a bit of my own story with you. Some years ago, my wife was killed in a car accident. As you can imagine, it was a devastating loss, and in the grief process that followed that loss that changed my life, I was often downcast and depressed. But thankfully, prior to my loss, I had begun to learn the lesson of the psalm. So in my grief, I would talk to myself. Again and again, when I was downcast, I would remind myself of three important truths about the one I know as my Savior and my God. I would remind myself, first of all, of His love supremely demonstrated in the giving of His Son, Jesus, to die in my place on the cross, and of the fact that that love is unchanging, despite my loss. Second, I would remind myself of His power. He was in ultimate control of all things, even over the accident that had robbed me of my wife. And then I would remind myself of His wisdom. Because of His power, He could have prevented my loss. But in His wisdom, He chose not to do so because He had a bigger, better plan in mind than I could fathom. Again and again, as I talked to myself, reminding myself of God's love, power, and wisdom, I would, in the midst of my tears, be filled with hope, and I would find myself saying with the psalmist, "I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Now, Psalm 42 is not the only place in the Bible where we find God's children talking to themselves. Listen to the words of the prophet Jeremiah in the third chapter of the book we call Lamentations. He says, "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for Him." Like the writer of Psalm 42, Jeremiah is downcast as a result of painful circumstances. So what does he do? He admits that he's downcast, but he doesn't stop there. He chooses to focus his mind on God's great love, unfailing compassion, and great faithfulness. Calling these truths to mind gives him hope in the midst of his pain. And like the psalmist, he talks to himself. "I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him." Now, when we are downcast, our natural tendency is to listen to ourselves. That can lead to doubt, self-pity, blaming God, and to deeper and deeper misery. One of the great challenges of the Christian life is learning to talk to ourselves rather than listen to ourselves. Learn to talk to yourself. Remind yourself of the truth. Talk to yourself about the person and promises of God, and you'll be filled with hope. Listen to the words of this song, and then I'll be back with a concluding word.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers.
This coming Sunday at Rosebank Union Church, we'll be commencing a six-week sermon series on the Psalms. Our services are at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock and 6:30 in the evening, and we'd love you to join us. Rosebank Union Church is located in Santon, on the corner of William Nicol Drive and St. Andrews Drive. Drop in during the week and visit our well-stocked Christian bookshop, Word on the Street, and then enjoy a cappuccino at our street cafe. For more information about us, visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org. If we can assist you, why not give us a call on 011-784-6214 and ask to speak to Shelley. I'm Lee Robinson. God be with you.